Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third weekend of July. This is the third time that I speak to you from my hometown, Sendai, in Japan. It's still the rainy season here. I rarely see the sun, but the humidity makes me sweat every single day. Last time, I told you about my wonderful hot spring experience in Iwate Prefecture. Shortly after that, what a surprise, I caught COVID. What happened was that at first my father came down with fever, then my mother. They were both coughing a lot. And when I also came down with fever a few days later, I took the COVID test and it came out positive. Thankfully, the symptoms were not too severe and we are all recovered now. But it's remarkable to realize how things happen to us at most unexpected times. How is your health at this time of year? Today, I am sharing with you a memory of tiny disappointment from my early childhood. About 2 weeks ago, I attended my childhood best friend's wedding near Tokyo. It was a very important occasion for me, and that was one of the key reasons why I came to Japan this time. At the wedding, I also met my other childhood best friend, and the reunion of the three of us after many years was truly a special, touching moment. Today's story is about the time when we were 5 years old and played together in our community of tiny, half-dilapidated apartments. A bittersweet moment of disappointment in the daily scene. I hope that you will enjoy today's story.
Sailor Moon dress. In this memory, I am 5 years old. Currently, our life revolves around the anime series Sailor Moon. Every day, my friends and I play Sailor Moon, sing its songs, and draw its characters. One day, one of my best friends shows up in a dress that looks like Sailor Moon's costume. "Mommy made this," she tells us when we ask her about the dress. That day, I cannot take my eyes off her Sailor Moon dress. Wearing the dress, she looks like the real Sailor Moon. I want the dress too, so that I can also become the real Sailor Moon. I tell my mother about my friend's Sailor Moon dress as soon as I get back home. I explain to her in detail how the dress looks like the one the real Sailor Moon wears. I hint that I also want one. But my mother brushes off my eager request. According to her, it is silly to be obsessed with such clothing. "You already have the Sailor Moon wand and other items," she points out. "That should be enough. You don't need a costume to be Sailor Moon." But I want the Sailor Moon dress, even if I don't need one. It is my grandmother who one day hears about my wish and sends me a brand new Sailor Moon dress. The moment I open the package, I jump with joy and dance around the house in ecstasy. I try it on and declare that I want to wear it every day. "Of course not," says my mother without missing a beat. "This is a special dress, so you're only going to wear it on special occasions." Unfortunately, my mother always keeps her words. The sailorman dress is stored in the special section of the wardrobe, out of my reach. Every day, I beg my mother I want to wear my sailorman dress, but the request is rarely heard. My friend wears her sailorman dress all the time, so why can't I wear it more often? I think that is so unfair, but since there's no way I can persuade my mother, I wait for the precious occasions when I am allowed to wear the dress.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.